Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580, the Information Advantage. Thanks for joining us for Morning Edition this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. At the moment, the House has begun its discussion of the Farm Bill. Lawmakers are currently debating a point of order, a 20-minute debate about whether the Farm Bill will have a full floor vote on the House later this morning. We'll keep you up to date with details as the day progresses. And, of course, look for our newscast during the closing market report this afternoon at 2:06 for a wrap-up of what is happening in Washington. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:32, down 3.25 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7:90, down 5.75 on the open. September, 8:02.5, down 7.5. March of 2009, 8:44, down 5. July, 8:44, down 4.5 on the open. May corn opened at 5.92, down 5.5 on the open. July, $6, down 7.25. September, 6.12, down 7.5. December, 6.24, down 7. March of 2009, 6.36, down 6.5. May, 6.43, down 8. July, 6.51, down 7.75. December, at 5.91, down 5 on the open. July soybeans opened at 13.72, down 7.25 on the open. November, 13.27, up 12. January, 13.33, down 4.5. November's make it 13.27, up 1.25, excuse me, not 12, up 1.25. January, 13.33, down 4.5. March, 13.49, up 2 on the open. And November of 2009, unchanged at 12.85. May soybean meal opened at 342.50, down 370 on the open. July, 347, down 320. July soybean oil opened at 62.05, down 5 on the open. June live cattle opened at 94.45, up 10 on the open. May feeders, 108.85, up 10. May lean hogs, 82, down 25. And July bellies, 80.70, up 27.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn market has taken a couple of hits to the downside in recent sessions, the last couple of sessions. We're still above yesterday's close. I wonder if you think, at least for the short term, corn has done all the liquidating it's going to do.
If we would see a decisive close under 596, that would turn the computer into a bearish signal in the corn. We are going to see tomorrow morning Informa, formerly the Sparks people, come out with an acreage survey at 10:30. Several weather people, quoting their weather people, quoting the American model, saying it is a kinder, gentler weather forecast west of here into next week. The European model is wetter, and we are looking at southern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio being quite wet in the meantime. And also, we did receive an inch of rain here at Oakland. Newman 2/10, Oakwood 4/10, Casey area an inch and a half. The east side of Edgar County got an inch and a half. Sullivan, Indiana, over an inch and a quarter. So the people are saying, from here south, that the ponds are quite full, and it is quite wet. The other one I want to share with you is that the Chinese earthquake, at least on television, is very severe. And at some point in time, I would expect that there will be some concern about inventory building based on some of the disasters that we are seeing over in China.
Well, it's no secret we're behind with our corn planting, even as of the Monday NAS report. When USDA came out with its projected estimate for planting at 86 million acres, almost everyone in the trade said it's going to be higher than that. 88 million acres was bandied about quite a bit. Are we going to get to 88 million?
Yeah, good point. Well, I'm going to say Wayne Nelson, kid Wayne, Wayne thinks so. And if you are in some of the drier areas, you probably would say that as well. Our general impression is that, what is a farmer in north central Illinois that still has corn to plant on the 25th of May? Will he plant more corn or will he go to soybeans? And, of course, I think the days of 200 bushel plus corn on a field in northern Illinois are probably slimmer than they were planted by the 10th of May. The general feeling I get is that, it is still more, it's still profitable to raise corn. But at the same time, particularly with this higher price fertilizer south of here, I don't think the urgency or the you're going to see the increased corn acres. So we are going to see, I think, some concentration of corn acres. And I think we are going to see some shifts. I think this new modern price level, new modern agriculture, new modern farm program is going to continue to encourage last-minute decisions on whether we plant corn or not. But I think the input prices as well as the lateness in the calendar is also going to be a big discouragement. I wonder if we are going to see 88 million acres, but that's just my guess here at May the 15th, 14th.
And my other argument for maybe a number less than 88 million is a couple of states are really a mess, including Missouri.
And Minnesota.
Yes.
And, there's some in Iowa, and those are all big corn producers. Well, we'll know quickly. And the other thing we are seeing is the other side of the coin, Dave, if we could switch to beans,
okay,
is that we are seeing a very tight carryover of beans here in the U.S., and the USDA is projecting a very tight carryover of beans next year. So we are still looking at a very tight equation, both not only in corn supply demand, but also in bean demand. And the big acreage explosion that I was even thinking about, my contacts in South America, my contacts here in the U.S. say that anyone that's thinking about expanding a lot of acreage in South America, you're wrong. They're going to plant corn and sugar cane and spend their money on higher, more profitable items than soybeans. I think the other factor on the on this total equation is that the acreage mix is smaller than it should have been here in the U.S., and it's encouraging basically pretty strong corn and soybean prices. So I think the market can err a half a million or a million or 2 million acres and really not cause havoc in the marketplace in either corn or soybeans this year.
Do you think that November beans is set up at any time in the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, for a retest of the March highs?
I think so. I think so. And this deal of, of 145 million carryover and then 180 million carryover just basically underscores that the only tool the U.S. government has in order to really control any kind of runaway prices is bringing in 6 to 10 million acres of CRP acres out of production and into production next year. And I think the new farm program does have some of the mechanics there to make that happen. My general impression is that the marketplace isn't going to go very well with any kind of a weather, dry weather hiccup. And And that's also, I think, giving the market underlying support. I am a little concerned about the commodity, the funds taking money off the table and putting it into the more stable stock market, but that's what informed sources are telling us.
We look at July wheat at 782, and it appears to me the last line of defense, if you look technically, is the 200 daily moving average, you know, which was 789.5 this morning. Is wheat finding a bottom, or are we going to go another leg down?
Well, you know, historically, a dollar spread in wheat, corn, you know, is still a wide spread, you know, even at harvest time. Wheat, I think, is going to turn into a feed grain. And I think that the farmer is still going to plant a lot of wheat next year because he is starting to understand how to plant this corn, soybeans, and play the rotation very appropriately. And, I mean, soybeans and wheat and double crop and do make that work very well. The wheat market is also looking for some additional acreage in Australia and Russia and the Ukraine. So we are looking at a very good wheat crop coming on, and it could even get closer to corn. But at the same time, you're not going to break corn very much by turning wheat into a feed grain, I don't think, at this time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.